Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He's considered the greatest Razorback in history.
Dan McFadden is going to take it all away.
A two-time Heisman Trophy runner-up.
Got that wood right here.
Arkansas's all-time leading rusher.
Number five, you better look at him a little closer. He's a football player.
It's D-Mac time. Darren McFadden is brought to you by Greg Hatcher and the Hatcher Agency, the home of outrageous service.
He does have outrageous service. Greg Hatcher, thank you so much, Greg, for sponsoring DMAC. Good morning, Darren. How are you, buddy?
Morning. Doing great, Babs. How about yourself, man?
Doing terrific. Listen, outstanding job on Monday. I know Roger was there. I know Jamie got a chance to listen to it. Man, you were so good. I can't tell you the kind of compliments that you received and how nice you were to everyone. And I think, Roger, the thing I hear the most is that, you know, Darren is so down to earth to everybody. And that's a great compliment. And I hope you know that's the way people feel about you.
I believe in treating people like you want to be treated, man. I tell everybody I'm just a normal guy. I just so happen to be a good football player. And, you know, so my personality and the way that I am with people and what I kind of did for a living, you know, they don't all go together all the time. Because, you know, I'm kind of laid back, humble guy. And, you know, being this life-size figure as a football player, you always have to be this outgoing personality. But my humbleness keeps me being able to be in that spotlight and not, you know, I guess get distracted or get flustered, man, because I love the state of Arkansas and I love being around the people there. And, you know, anytime I can smile and take pictures for them and enjoy a good time with them, it's always fun for me.
Last night at Pops Lounge Comedy, a regular guest of yours at the Touchdown Club, Bass, came up to me before we went in for the show and showed me the pictures of this. And almost verbatim what you said, what a great guy Darren McFadden is. How awesome was it that we got to see this guy's? I'm 61 years old. I'd say he's 10 years older, but he waited around till everybody left and you signed the glass that he had of your jersey and he showed me where it is on his wall.
How about that?
And I was too. I know somebody told me it wasn't very professional for me to take a picture with you, Dan.
But listen,
I love it. You're a Razorback dude, and I believe what you said, which was we think your jersey should be retired. But I was telling Baz the other day what Michael Irvin said about his jersey, that if something doesn't happen, unfortunately happens to Darren McFadden, he'll get his flowers that way. Let's go back to the game. But like Mike Irvin said, if somebody's wearing number five and they fumble the ball, we're going to say Darren McFadden wouldn't have fumbled that ball. If dude runs for 60 yards and explodes, we're going to say that dude looks like Darren McFadden.
That's right.
That's what we say, and that's what you mean to a ton of us Razorback fans, dude.
Yeah, you bet. Well, the other thing, I think he had one of the longest lines, and we've had Jimmy Johnson and Lawrence Taylor, but I think Darren's line for pictures was even longer. Which is understandable.
I was in it.
So Darren, I think you've told me about, before we get to the Razorback game, I think you've told me that you do hunt. Give us a little bit about your hunting background.
I'm a big rabbit hunter, man. My dad grew up with we grew up coon hunting a lot. My dad had walkers and blue things growing up, so I was a coon hunter. And the older I got, you know, I got into rabbit hunting more. He would always rabbit hunt, but I got into rabbit hunting more because the older I got, you know, I wanted to hang out at nighttime. I didn't want to go run dogs, so it made it easier for me to hunt rabbits in the morning and be able to hang out in the evening. So that's how I really got into rabbit hunting. But it's something I grew a love for. I grew up hunting, and like I say, being an Arkansas kid, a lot of people may not know that, but I grew up hunting pretty much. It's something that I didn't just get into here a few years ago. I mean, you know, I think I probably went hunting my first time 5-6 years old.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm sure Jamie, we'll let D-Mac answer, but how do you rabbit hunt? So the dog, I would think the dog would be chasing the rabbit.
And it squirts it out for you and you shoot it.
So you have to find where the rabbit is right?
So the dogs, you pretty much you drop the dogs. Once you drop the box, let the dogs get out, man. They pretty much know what to do. They'll go in there and get a rabbit up and Now, hopefully they'll circle them back around to you and you get a good shot off. We like to try to let them run when they first jump them up and let the dogs get going. And so we don't like to shoot them on the jump because a lot of times when they, you know, when the dogs first jump the rabbit, we call it when they first find them, that's what we call jumping the rabbit. But when they first jump the rabbit, a lot of times the dogs are pretty close up on them, so you don't want to try to take a shot at them at the time. But like that rabbit, he's coming out there, he's moving, and those beagles are moving behind him. But once that rabbit get going and circle back around, man, you can get a pretty good shot on him once he get out ahead of them dogs and circle back. And, you know, it's a fun time. I tell people I can get out there and just listen to the dogs run and not even kill a rabbit and have a good time, man.
I think it would be very difficult to hit a rabbit. So quick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, quail. I know about quail, and you brush up quail and get them, and they're quick. But I would think a rabbit would be very difficult. Do you have to take a couple shots, or usually one shot and done? Darren?
I'll tell you one time, Baz, it depends on who's shooting, man. You got some guys, you know, they can get them from one side, and you got some who, you know, may take three or four shots. And, you know, it's not easy shooting those little doubles, man. Okay. Even myself, man, like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, man. But they'll still get by there on you because they pop out on you so fast. It's like you have to be ready for it when they pop out. But they pop out, it's like you may only see them for a 10-yard split or something, and you try to get a shot on them real quick.
There's one out there.
What's that, a rabbit?
A rabbit, yeah.
How about, listen, you know what a rabbit don't want to see? Darren McFadden coming at him with a shotgun.
No, don't
want to see that.
Darren chased it down.
Well, what did you think about the game Saturday against Arkansas State? Arkansas came out, took care of business right off the start, and pretty much kept the pedal on the gas the whole time.
I would say, Baz, for me, the one thing I loved seeing for them that I didn't see the week before was a fast start. They started fast.
Yeah.
I felt like this game, it felt more of a game that was a 56-14 type of game versus the game the week before, because you went in at the half at 17-7. And, you know, just the game just seemed a lot closer than what it was. But this week, I feel like they went out there, they started fast. Even when things went wrong, they came back and they continued to keep working. And I'm talking about the offense. They continued to keep working and, you know, making plays. And Jalen's been playing. You know, he's been playing great out there, man. He's been doing a heck of a job. Omega Blake has been catching some balls, and you know, he's spreading the ball around. Even seeing Washington get his wheels going, man. And so I'm seeing a lot of nice things. And then on that defense side of the ball, you got a guy like Story out there, man. 14,000, man. It's like
a good game.
He's just out there flying around everywhere. And you love to see those guys out there working, and that D-line is getting better. And just to see those guys out there working. And, you know, you like to see that as a Razorback fan. You didn't want to, like I say, for me walking into this game, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I know we've been kind of shaky. Arkansas State has been on the uprise. And so, you know, you just want to know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, to see Arkansas go out there and perform the way that they did, I feel like they won in a dominating way, and that's the way that their game should have went for us.
Visiting with Darren McFadden, brought to you by the Hatcher Agency. That's Greg Hatcher, top producer for health insurance in Arkansas for 35 consecutive years. They are the best, can get you the lowest price for corporate health. Call them today. Don't forget about Hatcher Capital Investments. And Scoop's Homemade Ice Cream, 5 locations across the state. Roger, I hate that we did not get Greg and Darren. I'm so mad at myself, connected them when he spoke the other day. I just completely fumbled on that. Now, I was trying to think, too, Darren, your history against Ole Miss. Who was the great linebacker, or maybe the greatest linebacker of all time at Ole Miss, Patrick Willis. You had some pretty good wars with him. Didn't you have some pretty good wars with him, Darren?
I tell people, man, he's probably one of the best I played against, hands down, college and pros, man. He carried that college game right over to the pros. But, he was a guy, he was a sideline to sideline guy. When you see linebackers go sideline to sideline, he was a sideline to sideline guy, man. You know, there's not been many backers in the SEC that will meet me at a corner and get me before I can get around that corner.
Yep.
And, you know, Patrick Willis has done that on more than one occasion, man. So he's one of those guys, you know, he's not just a fast guy. He's going to bring a thump with him when he hits you as well. And so, that's probably one of the best linebackers that I've played against, hands down, right there, for sure.
Yeah, he was an All-American, Jamie. I remember it. And what, you know, I was thinking, I don't remember Darren having great games against Ole Miss. Nothing, you know, like, I remember certain games against South Carolina, Tennessee, all the other, and I don't remember against Ole Miss, but I remember Pat Willis hit you at the line of scrimmage a couple times. And you're why he is all-time All-American linebacker. Really, right, Jamie?
He did.
I think because of injuries, but he was maybe the greatest ever play at Ole Miss, right?
He's a specimen.
He was a man.
He was.
Yeah, he could run.
But I do know that Darren had a phenomenal game. I think they shut out Ole Miss.
Did you have a big game, one of the games against Ole Miss? I don't remember. I assumed you did up last night, but I didn't, Darren.
I think my Ole Miss games, I think they were fair. I know we played in Fayetteville, and I had a nice catch on the sideline against them one year there. But I don't think I had any that I can recall that just really stands out to me, any like big games against them. They were always decent, solid performances, but nothing that was just super over the top. But I could be wrong. I'm not sure now.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Well, and Patrick Willis was one of the reasons why he was the best linebacker maybe to ever play at Ole Miss. Well, hopefully it'll be a great game, Darren, and the Hogs could get a win Saturday, man. It would be huge. I think the Oakland Sports app has the line at 7 or 7.5. Ole Miss is favored. I think that's just because they're playing at home. So hopefully when we talk to you next week, we'll be talking about a win and then going to Memphis to get another one. So hey, thanks again for the other day at the Touchdown Club. You were outstanding, man. Everybody loves you here. We appreciate you, buddy. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys, man. And y'all have a good morning and good luck out there, man.